Huntley Community Radio thanks the Senior Reverse Mortgage Group for underwriting the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group provides today's reverse mortgages that are federally insured to provide additional funds for seniors needing cash for home improvements, medical assistance, debt and mortgage elimination, with no monthly loan payment. We are local and meet in your home. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group, 312-588-7140. 312-588-7140. NMLS number 1606823.
In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to the 1960s. For all of you women out there, burn your bra and shave your legs for your micro mini skirts.
I still think that the 1960s have the best styles for women ever. I love those.
I loved mini skirts, and there are a lot of them in San Francisco.
Yes, there are.
Which brings me to my first song.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that a coinky dink?
My goodness.
This was written by John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas, which he also played the guitar during the recording. The song became one of the best-selling singles of the 60s, reaching number 4 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. The song was sung by Scott McKenzie, and his version has been called the unofficial anthem of the counterculture movement of the 60s, including the hippie, anti-Vietnam War, and flower power movements. Here's San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you are going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there. All those who come to San Francisco, summertime. San Francisco.
1967, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album becomes a cultural benchmark and even wins the Grammy for Album of the Year, the first rock record given that award.
How about that, huh?
Mm-hmm, and it's the Beatles.
That's right.
I love Beatles.
Part of the San Francisco hippie culture was Living for Today.
It was.
Which takes me to my first song.
Oh, what a coinkydink again.
This song was written by David Shapiro, Ivan Mogul, and Michael Julian, and initially recorded by the English band The Rokes in 1966. Never heard of them.
Me neither.
I got to Google them. The song was later popularized by the American rock band The Grassroots, who released it as a single on May 13th, 1967. The Grassroots version climbed to number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart, eventually selling over 2 million copies and being awarded a gold disc.
Wow, that's good for you.
Yeah. Listen and enjoy Live for Today.
People seem to find, and how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds by chasing after money and dreams that can't come true. I'm glad that we are different, we've better things to do. May others plan their future, I'm busy loving you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sha la 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 la, live for today. Sha la 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 la, live for today.
And don't worry about tomorrow, hey.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today.
For today.
We're never meant to worry the way that people do. And I don't mean to hurry as long as I'm with you. We'll take it nice and easy and use my simple plan. You'll be my loving woman, I'll be your loving man. We'll take the most from living, have pleasure while we can.
2, 3, 4.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today.
And don't worry about tomorrow, hey.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today.
Inside of me, I got to feel you deep inside of me. Baby, please come close to me. I got to have you now, please,
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 please.
Give me some love,
give me some love,
give me some love,
give me some love,
baby, give me some love,
give me some love.
In 1967, Wilt Chamberlain and the Philadelphia 76ers compiled the best ever record en route to their first championship. They beat the San Francisco Warriors 4-2. And this was the first championship in 11 years that didn't have the Boston Celtics playing. How about that, huh?
This portion of the show is being brought to you by... When 7 foot 1 inch Wilt Chamberlain tried to get in a Volkswagen, people said it couldn't be done.
Oh man.
It couldn't. Of course, there's plenty of room for Bill Cunningham, but then he's only 6 foot six.
Hey, he's taller than you are, Jim.
He's taller than everybody. What's your point?
I'm just saying. I know how much you love that phrase.
I know. I hate that phrase. You can say whatever you want, and then you say, I'm just saying.
And that's what I always do. I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1966 and 1967.
Oh, okay.
5 lunar orbiter missions were launched in 1966 through 1967 with the purpose of mapping the lunar surface before the Apollo landings.
That's if you believe they landed on the moon, which I will go into more in a later show.
Okay. I know you have your own opinions.
I'm just saying.
All 5 missions were successful.
Listen to the news announcement.
The news is good from the spacecraft Lunar Orbiter, launched by this Atlas Agena rocket. The craft, bent upon a mission to find sites for the future Apollo manned flight, is functioning perfectly. When the time came for it to spread its fins, it did not disappoint. On the scheduled 92nd hour, it began orbiting the moon as neatly as our astronauts have been circling the Earth. The drawing board conception of moon orbit mechanics was reenacted. So now we await the report of these cameras, eyes set to record on film 3,000 miles of the moon's equator in its search for landing sites. Mission accomplished, the pictures will be radioed to Earth in this wise and received by a giant antenna at Goldstone, California. Here, miracle-performing machines will convert the craft's messages into pictures, reproductions that at first are decipherable only with the aid of super-powerful microscopes. Another finesse of computer legerdemain beyond the power of most of us to comprehend.
99% of the moon was photographed, but they couldn't see anything smaller than 200 feet in diameter.
That's not going to be good for a supposed landing site.
So they couldn't see the tiny green moon men.
Uh-oh.
And that's the way it was way back when.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. Get back.
Aquarius is the name of a constellation in space, and the 60s was the age of Aquarius. Which brings me to my next song.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It's a medley of 2 songs written for the 1967 musical Hair. It was released as a single by the Fifth Dimension, and it peaked at number 1 for 6 weeks on the U.S. Billboard 100 in the spring of 1969. It was eventually certified platinum in the U.S. by the RIAA. The song listed at number 66 on Billboard's Greatest Songs of All Time, and Billboard ranked it as the number 2 record overall for 1967. Here's The Age of Aquarius.
Thank you.
portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Dishwashing Liquid, the dishwashing liquid that is so mild it hardly stains your hands at all. Remember our motto, when you use Ed's Dishwashing Liquid, your plates will be so clean you could almost eat off them.
Almost.
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 Not completely, just almost.
The 60s was all about love, but it was also very confusing, which brings me to my last song.
Okay.
Are You Experienced was the debut album by the English-American rock band, the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Oh, no.
Your favorite.
No.
Yes.
We're not having a Jimi Hendrix song.
Yes, we are.
I'm out of here right now.
Goodbye. Released in 1967, the LP was an immediate critical and commercial success, and it is widely regarded as one of the greatest debuts in the history of rock music. The album was issued in the U.S. on August 23rd by Reprise Records, where it reached number 5 on the Billboard 200, remaining on the chart for 106 weeks, 27 of those in the top 40. Be amazed at Love or Confusion. Yes.
Oh, it's over with?
It's over with.
Thank God.
In 1967, the Green Bay Packers defeat Kansas City in the first Super Bowl, 35-10. Cheeseheads rejoice.
Yay! Luckily, it didn't rain for the first Super Bowl, which coincidentally brings me to my last song of the day. which is a psychedelic pop song, and it reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. The song is known by many as The Flower Girl. The song was recorded by the pop band The Cowsills and included on their 1967 album, The Cowsills. Here's The Rain, The Park, and Other Things.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy.
She could make me happy.
Flowers in her hair. She simply caught my eyes.
I love the flower girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
Into my mind.
I knew I had to say hello.
Hello, hello.
She smiled up at me.
Hello,
then she took my hand. The sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy. She had made me happy.
Flowers in her hair.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
Huntley Community Radio thanks the Senior Reverse Mortgage Group for underwriting the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group provides today's reverse mortgages that are federally insured to provide additional funds for seniors needing cash for home improvements, medical assistance, debt and mortgage elimination with no monthly loan payment. We are local and meet in your home. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group, 312-588-7140. 312-588-7140. NMLS number 1606823.
You say